Podtacular episode 115, Hack Attack, for the week of June 4th, 2007.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
And I'm George from AeroPause.
All right.
Welcome back,
once
dude.
Again, we got
on the show
George
now.
In the house. George is becoming a regular mainstay here.
Yep.
Yeah, well, hey, there's a reason why, you know? We enjoy having you here.
Yep.
Yeah,
man. Just haven't gotten sick of me yet.
Well, you're from a great blog over there, AeroPause.com, which, in my opinion, definitely rivals Destructoid and Joystick and Kotaku and some of those big guys. In that they put out real quality content. You know, they put out really good gamer stuff all throughout the day, every day, and it's good stuff, man. It's definitely a good gaming blog.
Yep. You guys are the stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah, I was telling Fumo Jive earlier that he created a new slang word, stuff.
Talking stuff. So,
and I had somebody tell me that online, you know, sorry for talking stuff to you. I mean, dude.
I'll never let that down, dude.
Nope. Talking stuff.
That's what I get.
Dude, I should make a video. A movie. Jean-Claude Van Damme in Talking Stuff. Why are you talking stuff to me? And then he'll scream, yaw! Anyway. Why am I thinking of Jean-Claude Van Damme? I have no idea.
Jean-Claude, dude. Jean.
Jean-Claude.
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 Dude, that reminds me of that movie Street Fighter 2. He was in. That was a great movie.
Oh, God.
Just, it was so bad.
It was so bad. Oh, you know, talking about a bad movie real quick, and I know Gemini Ace is going to agree with me.
Yeah.
Do not rent an epic movie. Whatever you do, don't waste your money. And if it comes out on free cable, do not even waste your time, man. It was a piece of crap. It was a piece of stuff.
Really?
Well, and I love cheesy B-movies. You can ask my wife about that.
Wow.
But, dude, I mean, epic movie was
very stuffy.
Far from epic. Yeah, it was very stuffy.
Nice.
Yeah, so we didn't do a show last week because me and Fumo Jive were partying in different in our own individual events. Fumo Jive was at the Tide Leader event over in Orlando.
Actually, Satellite Beach, yeah.
Yeah, Satellite Beach.
Hey, yep. Before we continue, just to let you guys know, as you've probably noticed already, we are having audio issues, which we expect to be resolved next week. So it's going to be fixed.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it should be fixed.
If not, we're going to have to, ask Bungie, to send us a huge mega computer.
Yeah, really, from the future,
Luke,
it would be nice.
And have Luke Smith co-host with us, to make it fair.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, and I was at a Gamerscore blog tour party down here in Miami and got to hang out with people in the community that aren't out there yet, who just got a taste of how it is to be in some of these events. And it was great to see some of these guys and meet them and see how excited they were to be there. So if you head to podtacular.com, you'll see a video over there in my blog. So make sure you check that out.
Well, why don't we get started this week?
We got a lot of stuff.
Way too much to cover, which we will probably get through as much as we can. We may not be able to cover it all. But first off, we're kind of talking about the hack attack that happened over this past week or two here, where we had lots of people getting into different things within the Halo 3 beta. And there's some pretty interesting stuff they were able to access there. Why don't we start it off with STFU Noob XD, who says, a little bit of A little bit of smileys there. He says, well, I really like the whole idea of Spartan armor and changing the look. I know some people will make excuses for not being able to get a headshot, but it's because they suck. Now, mm-hmm. I'm sure all the armor is going to look sweet, and I'm betting that's where we see the girl Spartans and the sweet ninja Spartan I was talking about. Love the show, and Spring Break is going to be awesome. Fumo, talking to you. Okay, he's talking about a potential LAN party in the future with Podtacular, and we're definitely going to be checking that out on the Podtacular forum, so stay tuned on that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Cool. Yeah, man. The customizable armor, though, that looks really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and GamePro, I believe, was the magazine who exposed it for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was in, like, the hackers actually found the code for it, for the mm-hmm. different names of the different armor available.
Yeah.
But the actual, you know, photos are now, you know, you can find them on the web in high res.
Pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, today, like, Brent Gamer was... We were on a custom game, and he was talking about how some of the new helmets look. And he's like, yeah, you know, in the future, the Spartan program will augmentate your, you know, part of the augmentation will be your head increasing in size with, like, these big helmets on, you know, because there's one that's all visor. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's just saying how big it looked your head, how big your head looked in it. So I don't know how accurate the pictures are going to be. Like if that's like something that they've worked on to maybe make them look a little more appealing. Some people don't like them. Some people do. Hopefully, they'll have certain each armor will have a different ability. Like you know, maybe one is more towards speed, where another one will be heavier in armor and you know, makes you slower. Who knows?
Yeah, kind of wanted that too. I mean, I don't know if that would be a particularly good idea because then it becomes like kind of a tribes, you know, mm-hmm. where you have different classes of characters.
Yep,
that might cause problems in gameplay in the way that Halo's used to. You know, I think it's probably more just cosmetic. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because people have been kind of talking a long time about wanting more options for customizing how they look in Halo and Halo 2. And right. So I think Bungie's just like, okay, here's a whole bunch.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's about time. And I'm sure maybe down the line there'll be some downloadable content. Who knows? Maybe that is downloadable content that they just happen to, you know, somebody happened to, you know, figure out. And it's amazing how they figure these things out, man. I've always wondered, how do people sit there and just crack these things?
I don't know, man. Yeah. I mean, they're obviously, you know, talented hackers.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, what do you look
somebody
for?
Somebody that has,
I mean,
like, the right equipment and, you know, can hook up little electrodes to the motherboard or something. I don't know.
Hook up electrodes.
Okay, I'm hacked.
Now I'm uploading everything. Yeah,
I hacked you.
But as far as
I'm in your motherboards hacking your electrodes.
You know, as far as people complaining about the sniper rifle, I love the sniper rifle now because, I mean, it's definitely you know, it takes more skill to snipe people. And I have my moments where I'm really accurate and moments where I'm terrible.
Well, so I love it just like because that. When I'm getting shot at by the sniper rifle, I don't automatically, you know, that. I'm exactly. just like, okay, well, hey, it might not hit me. Oh,
exactly. Yep. Yeah, yeah. You do have a chance to run away where it's not, and it's also not as rapid as we're used to from Halo 2. So, I mean, there is a slight delay. And it gives you a slight chance to of escape.
Right. Get some cover.
All right, so Lil Cook. He goes, Cook, sorry about that. He goes, the people who found the hack need a life. I mean, really, why would you spend hours and hours just looking for glitches, which then end up all over the internet, and you get no props for finding it because everyone goes on YouTube or some other site, uploads the exact same video. So then when you type in Halo 3 glitches or something, you get about 300 pages of the same freaking video. Plus, the beta is a test, and it's only out for about 2 more weeks. Then it's gone. Bungie will fix the glitches, and ba-bam, you're screwed. I mean, sure, there will be a very, very small portion of glitches in Halo 3, because it's very hard trying to make a game as complex as Halo and not have glitches. But soon, the one or more glitches that are in Halo 3 will once again be all over the net, and you'll get no props. Okay, now for the positives. Prepare for a very sudden change of mood. Da-da-da-da. Oh my god!
Zomga! Zomga, yeah.
He goes, Zomga. These hacks are uber freaking awesome. To be able to look at every stinking option in the Halo 3 beta is awesome. And getting out of Valhalla is in a Banshee rock soars. I love these glitches. Bottom line, for those of you who had no idea where I was going with the total change of mood, I like the glitches. And even though I can't do most of them, but I have a real life and prefer not to spend hours looking for these glitches. If you do, knock yourself out.
Mama said knock you out.
Anyway. Quick shout out to all the peeps at Godtacular, Chucky J, Logan Payne, Fumo, Coyote, not Fumo Coyote, but Coyote or somebody separate, SGO Lone Warrior, Joe Jr. 1138, Joe Daddy 1138, Marine 3000, a.k.a. the first Marine, and everyone else. And one more shout out to all the readers of the Podtacular Adventures. Thank you for reading the stories. I'll try my best to keep them coming. Keep on fragging PS3 noob sores. Little Cook. Cook. I don't know.
Yeah, you always say Cook, man.
Yeah, I just imagine this little guy cooking, you know, cooking some spaghetti and meatballs. Forget about it.
Hey, Cook, we need 3 more burgers, huh?
Where are you? You're so little.
Where'd you go? Oh, there you are. Right by my knees.
But yeah, I mean, he does make a good point about these guys, spending hours upon hours finding these glitches, but doesn't mean they don't have a life. I mean, without these guys, Bungie wouldn't know,
right?
You know, what to look for. I mean, even though they've hired, you know, people that are regular gamers like us who, you know, are very good at Halo 2 and can help them, but, you know, it's always good to get the real world, you know, point of view. And by them putting out this beta, they get the other things that maybe the team that they hired couldn't see.
Right.
So, I mean, who knows? Maybe it was, you know, wasn't as hidden as it should have been. I mean, who knows? I mean, it is fun to go into a custom game and see other features, but
right.
You know, if those guys can hack it, I mean, more power to them. You know,
exactly.
It's only gonna help out.
What do you think about that, George? It seems like these hackers are really only helping Bungie by helping them find stuff.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's kind of the whole point of having the beta in the first place, is that you kind of put it out there in the wild like this so that, you know, people can find all the glitches and things like that. So hopefully we can avoid something like Gears of War. I don't know if you guys have kept up with what's been happening in Gears of War.
Yep.
But that thing's a mess.
Yeah, it is right now.
Of all the, because people with modded 360s and whatnot were able to change configuration files in the game and then burn that to a disk and play from it and do all sorts of crazy stuff. And I don't want to see that in Halo 3. I don't want to. I don't. It's because it's going to completely ruin Xbox Live and being able to play without, you know, dealing with these glitches and cheats, and you know that's part of what the beta is about, and I, you know, if these guys find stuff, and because they usually brag about it to YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they get a few hits,
because then they can stomp that out and hopefully get those things plugged up before
absolutely
it ships.
I mean, you look at Halo 2, and I had people on my friends list for 2 years before Halo 2 was released, they were bragging about how good they were in the original Halo. Mm-hmm. And because of hacking and modding, they got totally turned off. And these were people that were into the Halo franchise. So we don't want that happening again, you know, especially with the first next generation and, you know, the last, quote unquote, last, right. You know, Halo, what they call it, the story arc, you know, the last part. We don't want it to be spoiled again. So, hey, keep finding these glitches and, you know, that's only going to help.
You know, this one is supposed to be different. The last one, we knew that Bungie was under some extreme deadlines and they didn't do very good planning. You know, and they've made that clear. And they've also made it clear that they've learned from their mistakes. So we would hope that this time around, you know, Bungie learns from all the mistakes that have happened and, you know, is able to kind of plan ahead and say, you know, let's try to prevent this kind of thing from happening again. You know, obviously it's not going to be completely flawless because, you know, they're human and everything. And there's, you know, people are persistent at their freaking stupid hacking.
Yep. Yeah, you know?
No. But, you know, hopefully they put forth the best, you know, effort that they can. And we definitely have faith in them to do that. Well, George, you want to grab the next one, man?
Sure. This is from Burr.
And Burr.
kind of go along with what we've been talking about. Burr says, I think all this hacking is dumb. Why do you need to do this stuff? Just wait until September 25th and you'll be able to see everything in the game. Umga! Did he just say you can see everything in the game? I want to know how this instant. Impatient people need to learn patience. I can kind of sympathize with that. Because there's a friend of mine who I offered to let him play with me as a guest on the Halo 3 beta. He's like, nope, I don't want to see an unfinished product. Mm-hmm. I only want to see the finished game. And okay, that's fine, but right. I'm totally the opposite. I'm like,
oh, absolutely.
No, I want to see as much as I can now and see how much cool stuff there is. And, you know, like getting into the custom games and whatnot has been pretty dang cool, I must say.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
and it was.
Let's talk about the custom games and kind of our experience in that. JV, go ahead, man.
No, I was going to say, there was one, I remember seeing somebody glitch where we were playing Oddball, and he jumps in Valhalla. There's a corner behind Red Base where you jump between some rocks and you stay in the water.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, you can't catch me. And one of my teammates was trying to kill him. You know, he's like, come on, you know, it's a beta, for God's sake. And he's like, ho-ho. And I'm like, wow, you know, here we go.
Yeah. You know, that same thing happened to me with VIP, actually, back in Valhalla in the corner by one of the bases. And, you know, that's one of those things, like just like you were talking about, George, that's something that I'm sure Bungie knows about by this time and is taking steps to prevent that from happening in the retail game. And you know, to
I
that extent,
so.
I'm really glad they came out with the beta so they found that, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because a company like Bungie or Microsoft, you know, they have these whole processes of doing quality assurance. And so when something like that happens, it gives them a chance to say, okay, how did this get all the way through the process and we didn't catch it? Okay, what do we need to change about our processes so that we can run all of the maps through that process and find those problems in each
exactly,
map?
Exactly. And so, once again, I have to wonder, how the hell do they find these things, man?
Yeah, you gotta just be like really, I don't know, like, oh, let me try and, you know, every corner of the map to see what I can fly through or jump through or, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, wow, that section of rocks looks really interesting. Let me go look around. Oops, I fell. Oh, wow, look, I found a glitch. Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm gonna use that against people.
But as far as customs, I mean, today I actually had the first time to hop on some, and we were running at like 300 miles an hour, and you know we had no gravity on our jumps, and it was kind of weird. I actually didn't like it because, you know, I was like, you know, what's the point? You know, I can't kill anybody.
Right.
Yeah, we did the same thing with rockets. where we all had rockets with infinite ammo, and I'm just like, okay, yeah. If I wanted to play Quake, I'd go play Quake.
Yep, yeah. And that's what I said. I said, we're playing Unreal Tournament 2004. I said, come on, dude.
Yeah.
This is Taylor.
Yeah. I put it on infinite ammo, invincible shields to where you can't get killed. The only way you can get killed is by assassination and, swords and rockets. And it was pretty much just like kind of people jumping on top of things and finding out how to get on top of high ground
and not outside
the map, but like towards, the top areas and stuff. And
yeah,
it was interesting. It was fun to kind of get that high and see where you could get to like major vantage points and stuff like that. But, but hey, let's explain real quick. So all three of us got into custom games in Halo 3 beta.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
This is not available by any of the menus, but there is a way. We're not going to mention exactly how, but you can look it up on the internet if you like. But, it's custom games. We're not actually glitching to do any kind of advantage in matchmaking or anything like that. And we're not revealing any of the story. So as far as we're concerned, I think all three of us agree on this. It's not anything that's like a huge spoiler, right?
No. Yeah. 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 No, it was cool to get in some custom matches, but I really was more interested in just playing the beta itself because people are just so excited to have these options that they're doing meaningless game types right now. I mean, we were trying Zombie, and it took a few tries to try to get the game right. And, it was Zombies, I just wanted to try the sword. I mean, that was my main point.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I couldn't even dash at anybody because I died so quick. But, it was really fun to get on the Wraith. And
So and, we've all know, tried the sword, out. The Wraith, and the pistol. What do you guys think of this?
Well, the pistol, I unfortunately didn't get a lot of playtime on.
Yeah.
But the sword and the Wraith, I think the sword is perfect. It's what I would have wanted the sword to be in Halo 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the ammo. It's got a shorter lunge distance, so they're not leaping, halfway across the map to kill you with the sword. I like it. I like the sword a lot. It was pretty fun.
And I was trying to jump and then lunge in midair, and it wouldn't work.
Hmm.
So that's a good thing. No more of that cheesy tactic, when you're in a gunfight and the guy has the sword, he jumps backwards and then lunges at you forward, and it's like, come on.
Yeah.
But the Wraith, I mean, it was pretty fun because now you have a turret, so you can carry a second person on the Wraith, which, I mean, I didn't have a chance to... Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a chance to, like, really go around because I'm pretty good in the Halo 2 Wraith. And I could imagine the amount of damage this is going to do unless they toned it down a bit.
Can you explain how this turret works, like where it is, what it does?
Well, it's right above the cockpit where normally in Halo 2 you would be. And it's just you're out, you're exposed, your head is exposed pretty much. So you have... like this little dashboard in front of you. I mean, I couldn't really... like sit there and analyze it because everybody was like running around and shooting at me. But it does release a plasma, it's like a cannon. So the driver will actually shoot the normal plasma bolts at you, I believe. And while the gunner will shoot, the main cannon, I believe. Is that how it is, George?
Yeah, exactly.
Because
the driver fires the main cannon, and then there's the turret can kind of spin around and what I thought was cool too is like at one point I was driving the Wraith, and I kind of got surrounded by some guys, and so they're all like swarming all over me, and so in one of the things you can do to hijack the Wraith is you can jump onto the front and like try and beat the driver. Trying to do a bunch of melee punches.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually hit them with the main cannon because the main cannon fires so much further down so it doesn't arc as much. And so I could actually pick people off the front of my Wraith as they were trying to beat me out. It's like, ah, yeah, main cannon, blam, you're done.
I didn't notice that it was, because we were trying to play cat and mouse on Valhalla. And, you know, there's that in the middle, this, you know, the stream of water. And they both they both tipped over, so their fronts were they were stuck in the water because in the middle of the map, because, you know, there's that hill, and then they both landed nose first, so they couldn't get out. So I'm teabagging the Wraith and painkillers on it. And I turn around and the cannon is right there. I'm like, oh, but he didn't shoot me, you know, but I'm like, wow. So you're saying, George, that if I'm the driver, I can operate the cannon, right?
Yep.
While the gun turret operates the rapid fire, if you would say. Oh, okay, exactly, okay. Yeah. So I had it reversed. All right. Hmm.
So that's actually, I think that's really a good thing, because one of the problems in Halo 2 with the Wraith is that if someone's trying to jack your Wraith, it's no problem. Just exit the Wraith. Then you'll walk out, and then you'll shoot them or melee them or whatever it is, and you're gonna exit about the same time, so you have an even fight against them.
Yeah.
So, because like if you start exiting, then they exit. You're it's 1v1. It's no problem. So they don't have any kind of advantage against you, even though they dodged all the way over and were able to hit X and hold it to get on your Wraith. So that's really a good thing that they're able to take you down from the front. But apparently, from the back, it's not so much of a problem, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and I had the chance to use the pistol, and it fires a lot slower.
Yeah,
it's not as rapid as the pistol in Halo 1. At least to me, it wasn't, because I was so used to the Halo 2 pistol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I might be off with my assessment, but. Speaking of which, it just felt slower.
We tested it with Logan Payne. He fired on me. It took 7 headshots to kill me.
Wow.
And that was at like 4 feet away.
Yeah, so, okay. I've seen similar videos online of pretty much the same thing. It takes a lot of headshots with that pistol to take someone down.
Wow.
You're pretty much better with the assault rifle or anything else.
Yep, exactly. Because there was one video I saw where they were dual wielding pistols, and they were unloading on someone. It was mostly body shots. Not, I don't think there was any headshots in there. And they went through both of their clips, and on their last shot, they just took the other guy's shields down.
Wow!
And so then they're trying to reload their pistols, and then the other guy's like, you know. So,
yep. It's good to know, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so.
Let's get to Brent Gamer. JVB, go ahead, man.
Okay, so Brent Gamer, he sends one in his usual fashion. He goes, thanks to people who have way too much time on their hands, we have now discovered the method of playing custom games on the Halo 3 beta. Many new options have been added to Halo 3 over Halo 2's somewhat limited custom game functionality, opening up a new realm of custom game fanfare. Nice techno music in the background. Here is a list of what to expect when you play Halo 3 custom games. Number 1. Almost 75% of all custom game types, you will have super speed and low gravity turned on. Although the option says low gravity, it really just increases your Spartan's leg strength. It looks like somebody's been using their aerobics workout DVDs. Okay. And number 2, the Spartan laser almost always replaces the assault rifle as your primary spawning weapon in custom matches. The skills that you learn from these matches are interchangeable with your laser tag skills in real life. Please do not attempt to assassinate your best friend in real life by whacking him across the head with your laser tag gun.
Double kill.
Kill-tacular.
Laser kill.
Lasered. Laser tagged. So number 3, he says, the Wraith has a manable turret. which allows the player to ward off intruders that are trying to, quote, jack your ride. It is rumored that in the final retail version of Halo 3, the Wraith turret will be switched out with a 9mm Glock that you hold sideways, allowing you to pop a cap in anyone's butt that stands in your way.
Pop a cap and some stuff.
They'll call it the Rizzle. Yeah. Pop a cap in your stuff. Number four, the sword has a depletable battery, much like your toy Star Wars lightsaber, that you threaten your neighbors, a little kid, with.
Wow.
I've never done that, dude.
Speak for yourself, Brent Gamer.
I know. If you don't lower that radio,
if you don't give me that 50 cents, I'm going to slash you.
I am the Dark Lord. I just made him sound like President Kennedy. John F. Kennedy.
I am the Dark Lord.
Oh, I am the Dark Lord.
I'm slashing your Cubas.
There ain't no missile crisis here.
Dang, man, I didn't know this. You knew Schwarzenegger and Kennedy. Wow.
I know.
Arnold, tell him off.
This is a new kind of war.
To tell nobody. Stop whining, John. Come play. Yeah, so cool. Thank you for your submission there, Brent Gamer.
Gracias, senor. Okay, on to SGO Lone Warrior, who says, si, okay. Senor. Si, senor.
Okay. Si, senor.
Esto es SGO y aquí es que tengo que hablar. All right.
Dude, okay. You do imitations too, bro. Nobody does a better tattoo than you do.
Oh, man. Probably give someone disease with the tattoo. All right.
Oh, man.
This is SGO, and here's what I have to say. People who are to expect the world from this extra code may be sadly disappointed. For instance, I've heard that there was an option to play up to 4-player campaign over Xbox Live, but it wasn't a usable feature. But if Bungie decides that they want to take out this edition, people could get mad and be screaming, what the frick? There was supposed to be an online story option, but now you took it out. Well, I have to say to those idiots that hacked the beta, it's extra code. It's not necessarily in the game. Now, that's finished. I do think finding the new custom games is pretty sweet. Personally, I wouldn't be looking at this new custom games because I want to be surprised when the game comes out. Well, guess what? You know now.
I know, right?
Yeah. Shout out to Angel, Leviathan, Green Eggs, and Sam, the ultimate whale. Green Eggs and Sam, it's awesome. Oh, man.
Ultimate whale, that's another good one.
Ultimate whale. The ultimate whale.
Or if that's their gamer tag.
I'm not just regular whale.
The ultimate whale. I was killed by the ultimate whale.
Man. Dude, I met the ultimate whale.
When I'm going to the movies, I take up 7 rows.
Oh,
T-Stir, Squirrel, and Lil' Coop for letting me do the art. And he says some kind of Latin phrase that only he would understand, so we're not going to read it.
Institutum est absolutum immovos estis vitiosi.
Thank you.
I don't know what it means.
God bless you.
Go hit Babblefish on that one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, George, you're next, buddy.
All right. All right. I'm going to read Killzilla.
Okay. He took the one I was going to read, but that's okay.
Killzilla.
Wait. Okay, sorry.
Who actually had the
camera. I was waiting for that one, dude.
What? What? Wait, what? I missed it. Oh,
He goes, do you think this is the real Quaid? It is. Total recall.
That laugh is awesome, dude.
Oh, man.
All right.
I don't know why that never gets old, but it just doesn't.
I know. Sorry, guys, for the constant Arnold.
That's okay. He's a governor now, so yeah. You gotta
I am the governor.
Yeah. All right. Killazil says, of all the revealed stuff, there are a few things that got me excited. One, infection. Finally, a zombies game type that will actually eliminate the a-holeness that always occurred in zombies. I personally loved zombie survival, but always got the experience ruined by the four guys who wouldn't switch. Two, Hornet. This instantly reminded me of the Wasp. It was a vehicle made by Mother Goat in Halo CE. Basically, it looked like the hover bikes from the island. It had two guns, which are basically accurate assault rifles, and had a dual rocket launcher. Good grief. The second version let a passenger ride on the back, a la a flying mongoose with rockets. It was, in essence, a human banshee, and it rocked. The new equipment sounds awesome. Instant cover makes a rock to cower behind or cuddle with your best buddy. Smoke grenade. Radar scrambler makes your radar think an orgy is happening. sound great. Well, Killzilla, I don't know if that's really what the radar scrambler is going to do. Talk about the game types, holy crap, there are so many options in there.
Yeah.
I spent, I don't know how long, just going through screen after screen after screen, looking at all those options.
Yeah, there's a lot, man, and
there's a ton. So the Hornet, is that the name for the brute chopper?
Hornet? That is the human human banshee, basically. It's
a brute chopper. Oh yeah, it's like a mini dropship or something. Is that?
I understand it's a one, possibly two, most likely a one person human, basically a human banshee, but instead of any kind of plasma lift situations, it has on the wings, it has propellers,
missiles,
like, built into the sides of the wings, or something like that, or possibly some kind of thing like on the back where it rotates and can move up or something like that.
Yeah, I think they showed those in like the Halo Wars trailers. Or something like that.
You know, those were actually a different vehicle, because they actually had a different name. But from what I've seen a long time ago, there was something on Halo 2 that was concept art for the these vehicles, if I remember right. Basically they're one person banshees that are in human form. I'm sure there's some kind of variation so that they have a differentiation for the banshees, but, they're small, human, transport vehicles. They can go air.
Cool. Very cool.
Which is exciting, but we haven't seen any actual final Halo 3 footage of it. I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah. We haven't seen any of that.
Cool.
And,
for that matter, the brute chopper. Holy crap!
Have you guys seen it at all?
Oh my gosh, dude! There's high res scans now on the web, and I think it was today, right, George? That those were released, the high res ones.
Yeah, I've seen them on the scans. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we're recording, those just came out today. Before it was very low res scans, and now we've seen high res ones. Now I got a question for you guys. The ones I've seen, of course it looks awesome. I mean, they really outdid themselves on this brute chopper. I think it looks like a really great vehicle. I mean, it's very unique. It looks very alien, and at the same time, it just looks completely badass. I mean, it's like the entire front end is just massive, and it's full of like blades that stick out all over the place.
Yeah.
It has this huge like wheel object in the center, but it has right behind that in the front, it has these two exhausts that shoot out some kind of thrust, and then at the very back end, right behind your butt, it shoots out thrust as well. So it looks to me like the giant wheel in the center, which goes over the top of your field of view, by the way, but you have a screen just like the Ghost. It looks like that giant wheel actually propels you and rolls forward. Did you guys get the same opinion on that?
I don't know. Because it seems like more of a...
It's like a bike.
Like a vehicle?
Like a Ghost Rider bike type. You know, like you said, it's like a giant... like a giant saw in front of it.
Oh, maybe that's it. That would make sense.
Yeah, because I thought it was more of like a hover vehicle.
Yeah.
Like kind of like the Ghost, or like it'll kind of hover over the battlefield to a certain extent.
Hmm. Well, let's remember who's supposed to be driving these vehicles. You know, it's a brute vehicle, which is introduced to us for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I mean, I hate to say it, but it looks like a very brutal vehicle that you're going to be driving.
Yeah.
So, if it stays true to the way the brutes were portrayed in Halo 2, it's going to be a vehicle where it's not going to be a lot of finesse. It's going to be, you know, a butt kicker. Yeah. You know, possibly one that's going to force you to run people over more than, you know, shoot from afar like with the Ghost, where you can hover and maneuver a lot quicker.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like a big, clunky vehicle that's going to do a lot of damage.
Oh, man. I think it's going to be pretty fun, because one thing I notice is that when you run someone down with the vehicles, you have to hit them pretty much straight on now.
Yeah.
You can't, like it used to be, well, in Halo 2, you could kind of nick someone.
Yeah,
you might still get a splatter.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that brute chopper, I mean, that really looks like...
Forget it.
If you come at someone, they're toast.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe it'll be able to, you know, destroy vehicles on its own.
Oh, that'd be
with that, with
it,
that,
it was saying in the GamePro article that you could destroy lesser vehicles.
Okay. So. Yeah, I mean, with the Warthog, I'm going to tell you a funny story. And I believe it was Capture the Flag in Valhalla. I jumped, you know, in the center of that hill. You know, there's certain spots with the mongoose where you can do nice little jumps. I jumped, right? I did a little, like, you know, acrobatics in there. I landed, and there was a Warthog coming right at me. I mean, it was simultaneous. And boom, I blew up, and the Warthog just kept going. So, I mean, you know, I can see where a vehicle that looks that, you know, rugged is going to maybe be able to take down a Warthog on its own, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could totally see that, especially if it's got, if those cannons are, because from what I've seen and read, it sounded like those cannons on the side are basically brute shots.
Yeah.
So you're going to be driving around firing brute shots at people.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty much like missiles. So or small missiles or something like that. So it seems like the advantage is obviously the missiles and the which aren't instant shots, but you know, you have to time, you have to lead the shot and everything like that. There's that, and then there's the splatter. But I think probably the disadvantage is going to be to where you can't maneuver the thing real easily.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to be where it's going to be very lumbering, very difficult to turn around. You know, very difficult
like
to slow down
like
after you've but more massive. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right, cool. Well, there's a submission by some guy named Finster from Aeropause.com. He says, George.
Yeah.
Lots of new Halo 3 beta treats for all the good boys and girls. I've spent some time on the common games, and I must say, my God, it's full of options. Some of the options that really piqued my interest, indestructible vehicles, ball, flag, bomb carrier, shields, decay, the new tag game mode, which is kind of backwards, upside down juggernaut. This is where, as the juggernaut, when you kill someone, they become the juggernaut, and you only receive points for killing a juggernaut, not from killing as the juggernaut. Wow, that's an interesting game type.
Yeah, it was pretty weird when we were playing that, because you don't want to be the juggernaut because you can't get any points. And so you're just running around trying to kill someone and tag them so that they become the juggernaut, and then you can
run away from you.
Yep. Wow, that's interesting.
Nice. Nice. You also say, I haven't spent a lot of time with the pistol yet, unfortunately, but the sword is much closer to how I've always felt it should be. Anyway, it now has ammo, shorter lunge distance, and slower to switch back and forth. Perfect, Bungie. Perfect. And then there was the Wraith. I've talked to a lot of people that think the new Wraith is even more garbage than the Halo 2 version. I completely disagree. It is much more viable as an anti-infantry platform than it was in the past. So it's much closer to the Scorpion in terms of combat capabilities. Mm. It's been a blast to drive. Anyway, keep fragging trucks, stop talking stuff, and eat your bacon waffle.
That's right.
Yeah, so I don't know why people thought that the Halo 2 version of the Wraith was a piece of crap. I was pretty good with the Wraith. I mean, it was tough for people to get me off it. And it was, you know, if you knew how to use it, you knew when to lunge and when to shoot. I mean, it was a great weapon to have.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I now, agree. You know, now you can actually have a teammate join you and watch your mm-hmm. back pretty much.
Yep.
So I don't know. That's one thing we haven't seen yet, though. It's the Scorpion tank. I haven't heard anything about the Scorpion tank.
Yeah, that's I'm looking forward to knowing how that works, you know, especially when we have an upgrade to the Wraith, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's a question. Yeah, it makes me wonder what kind of upgrade they're going to do with that.
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and wrap it up. It's been a good show, definitely. Be sure to send your comments, et cetera, to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Customs and Call-In show. And George?
Be sure to...
there you go. Because yeah. I was going to say, you've been on three shows, so you got the right.
be sure to check these guys out, and me, since I'm... be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, make sure to check out the forums. There's a lot of buzz in there about Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, and new Halo 2 maps, and all sorts of other stuff. By the way, have you guys gotten Halo 2 Vista? Have you guys played that at all?
No.
Haven't yet.
What differences there are between that and the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a map editor. You know, there's new maps that aren't available in Halo 2 for Xbox.
Yeah.
But you know, it's still Halo 2, and you know, I know there's definitely people out there that want to play it on the PC that are excited about it. You know, I think a lot of the Halo community is looking forward to Halo 3 and has played lots of Halo 2.
Yeah.
And, you know. Maps. We've had new maps by now. They're great. We enjoy them. We enjoy the new matchmaking with the new Banhammer and the new rank resets. But we're looking forward to Halo 3.
Yeah, I haven't touched Halo 2 since the beta came out.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, so my ranking's at a 1 or whatever right now. So, you know, once the beta is taken away from us, I'll go back and play against, you know, lower rank people and seem like I'm good for a little while anyway.
Yeah.
Be sure. Where are we? Okay. Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. Couldn't do it without you guys. And I want to give a big shout out to Captain Crunk, Dalpex, especially Dalpex, because he recently got married, so congratulations.
Oh.
And you know, the admins and everybody else at podtacular.com.
Yeah. And be sure to check out the other shows at the Gamercast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, and the Video Game Show. And be sure to check out the blog that George is a part of over at, where is it at, George?
Aeropause.com.
Mm-hmm. And I want to give a shout out to Oopie and Pink Sage. They finally, the Blue Skittle, it's an online video game magazine, and it went up yesterday, and they worked hard to get it, you know, to get this website going. So make sure you go check it out. It's blueskittle.com.
Well, until next time, guys, keep on dragging drugs.
Yeah, keep on driving brute cycles.
There's only one thing left to say.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
It's not what you can do for your country. No, wait a minute. I said that wrong. It's not what your country can do for you. I don't know. Give me some.
I don't know. John, what's wrong with you, you idiot?
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, Arnie. Now I sound like freaking John, President Clinton.
Shut your mouth, Arnie.
Shut your mouth, dude.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Well, that female covenant woman. I don't know. That's Captain Kirk's territory. I think William Shatner would have something to say about that one.
I did not.
I did not have sex with that Klingon.
It is not physically possible.
Oh, I don't know who's worse, man. James Bond or Captain Kirk?
I don't know, man. That guy's James Bond, dude.
That's a pretty close one.
When you look at it, man, that guy's pretty over the top right there.
Yeah, because any woman with three eyes and 10 toes in each foot, definitely, he wins in my book. You know, he doesn't discriminate.
I think you're talking about Kirk by this time.
Yeah, Kirk.
Because James Bond, I think he would discriminate.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where do we? Goodbye, Jim.
Yeah.
No, the best
Jim,
is.
Get a hold of yourself.
I'm giving everything I've got, Jim. No. Wait. I'm a doctor, Jim, or whatever. I don't know.
Doctor Jim. Damn it, Jim. Gynecologist.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
Nice.
That would be a dope movie. James Bond, Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, James Bond, Quaid from Total Recall, Captain Kirk, and John Rambo. Doing like a remake of Four Men and a Baby. He pulled.
That's Tom Selleck, dude.
Well, Tom Selleck was the king of mustaches.
Oh, man. He got a brush on there, man. He can sweep the floor with that thing.
I think that Nintendo copied Tom Selleck's mustache and put it on Super Mario.
I think you're right. I think you should sue.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, probably getting any other money these days.
And track and field.
Yeah, track and field.
All they did was change the color of their skin, but everybody had a Tom Selleck mustache and Jack Tripper poom poom shorts.
Classic.
What am I gonna do?
Just if it is new.
Hers and hers and his, three's company too. Yeah, I think things took a turn for the worst.
Dude, Larry was such a stud in that show, man.
The used car salesman.
Yeah. He's like, hey, Jack, wanna go with me to the club, baby? Pick up some chicks, man. Friday night.
No, he never got, you know, any stuff. Janet was one I liked.
Oh, Janet, yeah?
The little innocent looking one.
Feisty.
Yeah. She
was feisty.
She was.
Yeah.
I love that feisty. Short hair and the attitude. Woo.
Oh, man. What about you, George? George is like numb. He's like, no, I don't think I want to come back to this show anymore.
I started up Halo 3, so I'm
He's like, I'm not into 3's company. I'm into freaking Halo, man.
I'm doing another 3 over here. What
about you? Halo 3's company.
Yeah, right. Halo 3's company. Hey, that could be the title of a new machinima. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, man.
See, we're innovative.
You got Suzanne Summers on there with the Thigh Master.
Oh, man. Suzanne Summers. Yummy.
She was back. Yummy.
She was yummy and feisty.
Those were the days. Now she's old.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Just like me. Take a step that is new. Take a step that is new. We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous. Down at our rendezvous. Three's company too. GamerCastNetwork.com